Time to talk Cavs basketball with Tim Alcorn, brought to you by your North Ridgeville Convenience in Oco, Center Ridge and Barton Roads, and Tuffy Auto Service Center, Route 58 North Ridge Road in Amherst. Before we get Tim talking, let's get him calling. Here we go.
And Rubio again with the moxie of a veteran says, let's get into our set. Rubio right of the lane, into the lane, up with the left hand, and he popped it home. Ricky switched hands. 111-101, a career high matching 34.
So it was a big night for Ricky Rubio, also Evan Mobley.
Here come the Cavaliers, 40 seconds to go in the quarter. Garland in the lane, drives, no, stuffed back home by the rookie, Evan Mobley, with the jam off the miss. 89-75, Cavs by 14.
Wow, it's a big win in New York. Where they're playing in Madison Square Garden, and you can tell Evan Mobley's a rookie because he refers to the Madison Square Garden as a gym. He
said, amazing experience, a lot of energy in the gym, and we came out with the dub. So
I had a laugh about that, Tim. Here you are in Madison Square Garden, iconic place. You know, it was pretty good in the gym. reference to that was from
19-year-old young man, but what a moment, and boy did he rise to the occasion at Madison Square Garden. I had talked to him. We do a man-to-man segment during our pregame show, and I had talked to Evan about his first trip to Madison Square Garden, and he was really excited about it. And you know, sometimes for a young player, that first trip to the Mecca of basketball, as they call it, that can be a little unnerving. It was not for Evan Mobley.
He doesn't seem to be wide-eyed about much of anything.
It was interesting. Jim Jones and I were walking to the bus after the game and just talking about Rubio's performance and Mobley's performance, and Jim with that big stride of his and me trying to keep up. And he just looked at me, he goes, Tim, the Rook never broke a sweat. But it's true. He just has that calm demeanor. He just keeps playing. Nothing seems to faze him. And boy, is he impressive.
You know, when they drafted him, obviously the big hopes for where they drafted him, and there's other, you know, player. What player are they taking? How is it going to fit in? How is it fitting in? And as far as, are they working around him, or is he fitting into what they've already put in place?
I think it's more the latter, Bruce. I think Evan lets the game come to him. His basketball IQ for 19 years old is just off the charts. But he doesn't try to dominate a game or take over a game early on. And really, when you look at the games, you know, as a whole, he hasn't been a dominant force. He's just consistent throughout the ball game. So I think he lets the game come to him. They kind of get it to him within the flow. And as I said earlier, he rises to the moment. He had 2 3 balls going into the game in New York on Sunday night, and then he hits 2 huge threes down the stretch to keep the Knicks at bay. So he seems to know what the moment is, and when it's there, he just rises to it.
I bet Mr. Jones likes that consistency, because when we've heard Jim talk about players and what's important in the NBA, he says you can have big nights, he says, but it's to be consistent. That's what makes a player successful in the league.
Absolutely. Every player, every team is going to have some ups and downs. But for the most part, if you can play consistently at a high or relatively high level, you will have a long, successful career in the NBA. And that seems to be the case with Evan Mobley. He's had one tough game. That was the back-to-back out in Phoenix on that Saturday night. But all the Cavs had a tough game that night. It was one of those schedule games where things just weren't going well. But for the most part, he has been as consistent in every other game.
Tim, you mentioned the ups and downs, and Bruce over here calls me the voice of gloom and doom, but I need to bring up Colin Sexton.
Well, I know you well enough. I know you well enough to know that's true.
Colin Sexton's injury, what's his status?
Yeah, that's a tough blow, Craig. It is. Colin Sexton is a scorer. He provides points. Now, it's been interesting early on this year. They've been spreading the wealth a little bit more, so we haven't seen those 25 to 30 point games from Colin every night. But this is a tough blow, and we'll see as far as the prognosis is concerned once some further tests and studies are done. But he did tear that meniscus, so it certainly will be a while. And yet the Cavs this year, you know, you lose sight of the fact that they haven't had Love. They haven't had Marketing. They haven't had Okoro. Obviously, we highly anticipate their return. So they just keep battling through this adversity, and now this is another one. But it's a big one. There's no doubt about that.
I like Ricky Rubio coming off the bench. Oh. I don't know how much mileage we want to put on his legs if he has to play a whole lot more.
Yeah, Jim talks about that during the broadcast, and we check that stat sheet every quarter and half, and as we get towards the end of the game, JB wants to keep him at about 25 minutes a game. Now, with Colin going down, that may alter that, although I would assume, and again, I'm just presuming, the return of Isaac Okoro should happen pretty quickly, and you're going to see Isaac play a lot at that two-guard spot, so rather than it being Garland, Sexton, Rubio as that three-guard rotation in the backcourt, I think you'll see Garland, Okoro, Rubio in the three-guard rotation.
Jared Allen, he's racking up rebounds tonight. The season high is 17. Allen free in the paint, and he stuffed it home off a feed from Rubio. Jared Allen stretches the Cavs' lead back to 9, 113 to 104.
Had it get the fro in there. He's now the East. He got the Eastern Conference Player of the Week.
And you know what? He deserves it. I mean, the way Jared Allen has been playing, four straight games now that he's had 15 or more points and 15 or more rebounds. He's a dominant force down in that paint, and he's also a tremendous defender in the paint. To use that basketball term, the rim protector. If guys are going into that lane, there's Jared Allen there to stick those long arms out. So he earned it, he deserved it, and he really has been playing exceptional basketball.
Okay, the Cavaliers, are they back on the radar of teams? Sometimes, you know, based on the previous couple of seasons, sometimes when the Cavs were coming or going, the teams were looking at them and kind of maybe spotting past them. What kind of attention is this drawing now to the young team?
No, I think it's drawing a lot of attention, Bruce. 7-4 after 11 games, and 8 of those 11 have been on the road. Now, we'll get some home cooking here for a while with 4 straight and 7 of the next 8 at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. But it is drawing attention, and not only that they're winning, but guys, this big lineup, even though we haven't had Marketing alongside Allen and Mobley for the past few games, I think that's drawing attention. Like, hey, what's this J.B. Bickerstaff doing in Cleveland with this big lineup? Because he's going against the trend of the NBA, and it's working. So they're winning, and they're doing something a little bit different, and there's no doubt that's drawing attention.
Why do you think it is working? What, not to give away too many secrets on it, but what is it that's really making it work so well?
Well, they've got 3 athletic guys in the front line. They're not just 3 tall, lumbering sort of players. I mean, you can see Mobley's athleticism. Jared's pretty athletic. Lowry is a guy, when he's on the floor, that can knock down a long ball. So even though he's 7 feet, he's playing a lot beyond the arc. And as Jim has mentioned, teams have to figure out how to match up with this. It really creates some defensive problems for the other team. So offensively, again, athleticism, length, they can do some unique things offensively and defensively. Teams haven't figured it out yet how to attack it.
So there must be some, you know, big guys sitting on the bench going, oh, this will be my opportunity to get into the game against this team, right? Because, you know, everything's been going small and quick a lot of times.
So we'll... No, you're right. And we've seen that through the first 11 games where all of a sudden the other team is putting lineups and combinations out there that you don't quite recognize. So it's really made it interesting. Now, believe me, there's 70 games to go, 71 more games to go. So the NBA is one big chess match, and it'll go back and forth. But right now, JB seems to have the upper hand.
Right. Again, Washington is our next opponent. And as you say, there's 4 on at home. And what can we expect against the Wizards coming up on Wednesday night?
Well, they're having a very good year. Of course, during the offseason, they made that blockbuster trade and sending Russell Westbrook out to the Lakers. Washington ended up with 6 players coming back in that Westbrook deal. First-year head coach and Wes Unseld Jr., and of course his dad is a Washington legend, just an incredible player, Wes Unseld. So, but Bradley Beal is still there, and he's lighting up the scoreboard. They've got some outstanding talent. As I said, they're playing well. They're 7-3. So this could be a real fun matchup tomorrow night from the Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, Joe Tate Perch.
Hopefully a lot of folks will come out and enjoy this homestand with the Cavaliers on their winning ways. And look forward to a next talk next Tuesday, Tim.
Love chatting with you guys. And come on, Craig, brighten up a little bit. Show some cheer. Okay. You know, this doom and gloom.
I just sometimes Craig's edict is if you don't win, you have no highlights, because how could you have a highlight? So I have to kind of stretch him, kind of pull him out of him a little bit. So just good. All right, Tim, have a good night. Good night.
All right, be well, guys.
Tim Alcorn joining us, talking Cavs basketball, brought to you by Tuffy Auto Service Center and your North Ridgeville Convenience in Oakland.
Every day is a great day to visit your North Ridgeville Convenience in Oakland. They're open every day of the year, so you can stop in and pick up snacks, pop, and other ice-cold beverages for picnics and parties. And Little Chet's Chicken from Convenient is always tasty, whether it's dinner for one, for your family, or when you've called ahead to order enough for a crowd. Visit your locally owned and operated North Ridgeville Convenience in Oakland at Center Ridge and Barton Roads.
Can't we just be spontaneous? Get out of the same old routine? Scheduling takes all the fun out of it.
Having a love-hate relationship with your significant auto? That's a toughie. Because Tuffy Auto Service Center makes all the scheduled maintenance for your car easy.
Visit your locally owned and operated Tuffy Auto Service Center on Cleveland Street in Elyria, on Broadway in Lorain, and at Route 58 and North Ridge Road in Amherst.
Want to keep your four-wheel relationship running smoothly? Visit Tuffy.com for a store near you.